It's Monday, August 29th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Hey, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm sorry I missed you guys 2 weeks ago. I was actually out of town. I was in California for work. I was there for a week. It's an amazing trip and an amazing part of the country. I really had a great time there. But I did miss the podcast, so I apologize in advance. But we have pretty decent amount of news to go over today. Some interesting stuff. We have some new products. We have a fever going on in the wet shaving world, and I'm going to just call it toggle fever. Our discussion of the week, double edge or single edge, what is your preference? We'll talk about the pros and cons of each. Yet another vendor is ceasing operations. We'll go over that as well. Harry's razors in stores. There was a sighting that there were some Harry razors in stores. What are your thoughts on that as well? We'll discuss that. We have a Wade and Butcher update. And we have some meetups. And what's coming up new for the podcast. So guys, really interesting stuff this week. I hope you enjoy all of it. I'm looking forward to going over it. And without further ado, let's get on with the show. So with new products, we have an old vendor, not too old, but a vendor that's been around a while. It came out with some new stuff. And what we're going to talk about is Colonel Conk. So, Colonel Conk has come out with a new natural line consisting of soaps, creams, oils, and more stuff, which is made with only plant-based ingredients, no synthetic scents or products involved in the production. It's available through several online retailers as well as as the Colonel's website. So I added the link to the show notes. So if you just open them up, you can take a look, and it is to the Colonel Conk actual website. But guys, this is something that I've seen a lot of lately. A lot of people making unscented natural stuff. Now, I've spoken to a few wet shavers. I actually went to a mini meet last month. And when I spoke, the beginning of this month actually now, I spoke to a couple guys over there. And they, you know, some guys are very receptive to the new artisan and regular soap lines with the scents. But some guys can't take it, or gals. And sometimes it makes them break out, and sometimes it gives them irritation. So I suspect we're going to see a lot more of a natural line of stuff, unscented things coming out in the near future. This is a whole line. It's a lot of items, and it's really cool. I know most artisans and more of the older companies also, they do make like unscented soaps and stuff, but it doesn't say if it's only if there's any synthetic ingredients or not. Most of them probably not. But definitely check this out. I think this is a trend that we might see more of in the next few months. So really cool. Check it out. Colonel Conk, natural line of products. Moving right along, we have Blades Grim. Now, guys, if you know Blades Grim, they make some really cool straight razors, and really enjoy their video on their website. It really is professionally done. They had like a little like a Meet the Maker type video. It was really cool, and it was really, really nice, and showed how the process done. They spoke to a couple of the gentlemen working there. But now they have launched a Kickstarter campaign for a Shave Sense kit. And what this kit has is, right now there's 12 scents, 12 custom scents that they've come out with. And the idea is to add scents to, say, a unscented shave soap or aftershave. So basically what you would do is you make your own scent. You can put as much or as little as you want in there. You can, you know, add more than one. And I think it's a really cool idea. They're on Kickstarter right now. There's an article on the Sharpologist website that has the with Mark testing some of these items. And it's really cool. So I put a link for that. And I also put a link for the Kickstarter. It looks like they're coming really right along with their funding. They're looking at a $10,000 budget, and I think they're at like $6,500 at the time of this publication. So really cool. Check it out. That's Blades Grim with their new custom scent kits. So check that out whenever you get a chance. It looks really cool and interesting. Moving along, Fine Accoutrements is now back in stock with American Blend soap and aftershave. So Most of the retailers have it. I know this might be a little old news because this was a couple of weeks ago when this happened, but I know for a while they were out of stock and people went crazy over it at first, but now it seems like everybody's got has enough of it, so we definitely will see some more of that going on. So really cool. You know, I'm a fan of the scent. I do own the kit. I do really enjoy it. So guys, if you're into that, if you've been looking for American Blend or you've been trying to get it, it's back in stock. So give it a shot. That's American Blend by Fine Accoutrements. And we have something else going on. We have the South Florida Wet Shavers, which is a popular Facebook group based out of the state of, you know, the southern part of Florida, but they go up to as far as Orlando, and some members are a little bit in the northern part of the state. They've come out with a really, probably one of the bigger items for them. They have several soaps right now. They have several scents available that you can purchase. But they have the Key Lime Oud coming out. Now, the Key Lime Barbershop was a limited edition to whoever attended the meetup that was a few months ago. Now, if you were able to go, you could pre-order it and pick it up. Somebody else also purchased a few of them if you could. But right now, it's not. It's gone. It's a limited edition, and it's been discontinued. Well, not discontinued, but it's just been put on hold. But they have the Key Lime Oud, which is a homage to the very popular Key Lime Barbershop scent. So it will be announced this coming weekend coming up. It'll be available for sale from K-Shave Works. SouthFloridaWetShavers.com is the website you want to check out for that. That's their ST shop. And really cool. They have some really nice soaps and scents over there. I actually wrote a review for the Miami Barbershop. It was on Sharpologist last month. So if you want to take a look at that, just I'll leave a I'll leave a link for it in the show notes. So that's SouthFloridaWetShavers.com for their new special Key Lime available regular stock soap. And we have a little bit of a, well, we have a fever going on. And I'm not talking about gold fever, but some of them are gold. Toggle fever. The Gillette Toggle has been getting some serious attention, guys. I don't know if you really, if you're really into wet shaving, you know what the Toggle is. And it's a rare razor. I'll give you a little bit of history on it. It was only produced for 3 years, 1 year nationally. It was 1957, 58, and 1960s when it was available nationally. And what the Toggle is, it's a Gillette, basically similar to a Gillette Fat Boy, with a toggle position lever at the bottom of it, which opens and closes instead of a twist-to-open design. Really cool design. Probably not very efficient for the time. It was very expensive as well. Some of the kits were like $10. Which in 1960, that was, you know, that's a lot of money for a razor. Even now, today, it might be a lot of money if you went to the store and you were looking for a Gillette Fusion. $10 is a lot. So we're looking at the Gillette Toggle, which wasn't called the Toggle Time. It was called the Super Adjustable. It was actually one of the first nationally distributed adjustable razors from Gillette, which makes it really cool. Now, these razors are come in two finishes, gold or like a nickel-looking finish. Very hard to find these razors, but lately there's been a ton of them selling on eBay, and a lot of guys have been purchasing them. Yours truly bought one himself. I've been trying to get a toggle for a few years now. I was able to get one at a good price, so I have one myself, and I can tell you, really great razor to shave with. I will have more of a review coming up in the future, but we'll leave that for a further show. So what I was going to go over also is if you do own a toggle, there's a Facebook group out there for toggle owners. And I have the link for it in the show notes. So click on that. It's a public group, so you can see all the posts. And basically public group for those who want to or currently own a toggle and to show their shave of the days with the toggle. So it's all based on toggle stuff, Gillette toggle. Really cool. Check it out. I mean, I've been shaving with one for about a week now. I really do enjoy it. It's a very balanced razor, and I'll have more on a review in the near future. So that's Gillette Toggle, and check it out at the Facebook group. I have the link in the show notes. It's really cool. So we're moving right along. We have some news. We have some really, well, we have a a shaving shop, another shaving shop closing. It's Shave Revolution is ceasing operations, and they're running a 40% sale. So they announced why they are selling. At least I haven't seen it yet at this time. But they are shutting down, and they're running the 40% sale. So at the time I'm recording this, which is Sunday, the day before the time it comes, our podcast comes out, he's got most of his stuff is gone. But last night I was able to pick up a few things. There was plenty of stock. So, I mean, there's still a lot of items there if you want to check it out. We'd like to also wish the owner good luck to Justin and his team for whatever they choose to do in the future. We'll miss them, but we understand. So that's the Shave Revolution shop ceasing operations, and they have a 40% sale until all inventory is gone. So, guys, just moving along again, and I'm sorry this is getting really long. It's a lot of talk, but there's a lot to go over. Let's go over our discussion of the week, and here's something interesting. I'll keep this short because I'm going to go into this for future shows. We're going to talk about a little bit more. Single edge razors or double edge razors? What are your thoughts? I'd like you guys to email me with what you feel is a better razor. There are pros and cons, and I will air it on the next show. If you just send me a quick email if you'd like, and just tell me what you feel is better and what you feel is better for you. Now, guys, I like both. I'm primarily a straight razor shaver, but lately I've been doing a lot of double edge and single edge shaving. And mainly the reason is I have to broaden my horizons a little bit. I have to become, you know, all with wet shaving, be one with wet shaving, if you want, you know, excuse the saying. I want to be all in the hobby, and I own, I think, 30 or 40 safety razors, and I haven't used them very much. I use primarily straight razors. So I've, the last couple weeks, I've been using safety razors, double edge and single edge. And I could tell you guys that I could say the pros and cons are really, really cool. I like the double edges because you can find probably more of a variety. I think they're more popular out there. I think the blades are easier to get, and there's more variety of blades. I think single edge blades or single edge razors are... I think shaving with them is a little bit of a difference. It's more like a straight razor, some of them. They're sturdier. I think sometimes even the blades last a little longer. And I think some of them are balanced very, very well. So this is just a few thoughts. Guys, if you have any ideas or any thoughts, feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And I will air it on the show. We'll discuss it. Maybe we can even talk on the phone or on Skype or something regarding it too. So let me know your thoughts. I'd really like to get into that subject a little bit more. I think it's really cool, and I really enjoy. I've been enjoying using these razors. I mean, they're really great. So it's a lot of fun. And so let me know what you feel. That's joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Okay, guys, and we also have a reported sighting of Harry's razors in stores. Now, I do not know. I forgot the post I saw it on, but I did confirm that Harry's Razors is starting to pop up in Target. I think a few Targets have it. I know the Harry's Razors, this is the second time it's gone over an ownership change. I could say one thing that I guess they're doing very well if they keep doing this, and if we start seeing them in brick and mortar stores, we may see Gillette or the other companies, Schick and everybody else, probably get really, really involved. If you know what I mean, they're going to go and they're going to fire back. So yeah, I did see a couple of posts, and I did actually look online and found a couple pictures of Harry's razors in brick and mortar stores. I believe it's Target at the moment, not every Target, but there wasn't a Target. So let's see that. I guess Harry's is definitely looking to get the whole market. Hopefully, maybe they'll come out with a double edge razor. Maybe they'll come out with a straight razor. Who knows? Maybe they'll do that for us. But at the moment, it's they're making some ground up in this industry. So I'm sure we'll see Gillette and Schick and Wilkinson Sword and all those other companies come back. I know this isn't traditional wet shaving products, but it is wet shaving, and it may turn into that. So guys, keep an eye out for Harry's razors in the stores, and any reported sightings or anything, you know, post it on Facebook, on the forums, or email me with the pictures. I'd love to show it on the show. I'd love to talk about it on the show. So moving right along, We have Wade and Butcher has announced, they just updated their Facebook page, and it's today. Today is Sunday. I record the show a day in advance, and I'll read it to you. I'll read it real quick. We are pleased to announce that all of our upcoming razors, new models and heritage range, will be crafted from Damasteel DS93X and Damasteel RWL34. So it's Damasteel steel, guys, which is being manufactured in Sweden. And some of the, I guess it says dating back to 1676, and it's basically one of those old time steel companies that's been around as long as they've been building or forging steel in Sheffield, England. So while, I'm sorry, I'm just skipping through this post. And while our heritage as a company logically links to Sheffield Steel, our choice of Damasteel's proprietary powder steel for all of our razors is considered one indeed. In the spirit of producing the finest straight razors in the world, bar none, we've chosen Damasteel's award-winning patented steel. So that's the post that they just posted on their Facebook page today, actually, a few hours ago. Really cool. I just wanted to add that into the show because we've been focusing on Wade and Butcher and the announcement of their new razors that will be coming out very soon. So awesome, guys. You know, check them out on the Facebook page, Wade and Butcher. You know, well, I'm really interested in seeing some of these razors. I'm sure they're going to be high quality and they're going to be really nice. Maybe not cheap, but I'm sure they're going to be cool. So check them out, wadeandbutcher.com. All right, so we have a few meetups coming up. Not too much on the meetup page. I checked it out, and I did not see too many on there. So, I mean, this past weekend, Peter Charkalis, I'm sorry, I hope I pronounced your name right, Peter. He is in Australia with the Stray Whisker and Paste and Cut forums. And I think they are having a nice, I'm looking over here, they have a nice event, meet and greet. Now, Charky is his nickname. He's from the USA, and he owns the shaveshoponline.com. So he's over there right now. He's visiting with everybody. He's got some really good soaps and stuff he has made from other artisans. I mean, I've tried some of his stuff. Really great stuff. I mean, I really enjoy using it. So he's over there right now in Australia doing a meet and greet, and he'll be back this week. So if he, also with his site, if he's a little late on his orders, guys, understand he's certainly out of the continent. I can tell you that. So we have another event coming up. We have the Seattle Shave Convention, Shave Con, coming up, and that's the 17th of September. So that's a really interesting, really, really, really interesting meetup that I know last year was really cool. You have the Dirty South Shavers Music City meetup, and that's on the 17th as well. We also have the third annual Northeast Shave meetup. That's coming up on the 24th of September. The 13th National Shaving Collectibles meet on the 22nd of October. You guys heard us talk about this before. Awesome meetup. You got to go to that one if you're in the area. Really cool. You're going to see some really, really rare stuff over there. So check them out. They have their own website too. But all of this information I'm getting is from www.shavemeetup.com. So check that website out and keep in touch with them. If you have a meetup or no matter how small it is, contact the guys over there and they'll put up a page for you. So really cool. Check it out, shavemeetup.com. And also November 15th, we have the Medina, Ohio Shave Meetup coming up as well. So guys, check out the website. I wish I could get more in detail, but we're a little bit cut for time today. So check that out. That is shavemeetup.com. All right, guys. And now we're just going to talk about a few things coming up in the future for the podcast. We have our holiday gift-giving guide, which will come out in November. I'm working on that right now, and it'll be just a few gift ideas. I won't really be using too many products in it, but how to give and how to receive gifts and what to do if you get what you don't want and how to shop for your significant other if they're in the wet shaving or your friends. So yeah, we did that last year. We're going to get a little bit more in depth with that this year as well. And if you have any ideas for that or any gift stories or anything like that you'd like featured on the show, you can contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And also, guys, we have coming up a few more interviews. I haven't finalized them yet, but we're going to have a few more interviews before the end of the year. But definitely some interesting ones coming up. We do have a Tales of the Shave that's being worked on right now by Andrew, and he will have that coming out hopefully within the very near future. And I don't want to spoil it, but it's a really, really good one from what I've heard. And guys, also, I just like want to let you know, don't forget to check out my personal blog website. It's www.shavestraightandsafe.com. And I post things weekly, and I put videos of classic and other forms of wet shaving. What I've been doing lately is trying to do some oddball shaving stuff, some razors that not everybody owns, and some tips and techniques with some really cool, not as popular wet shaving techniques and products. So yeah, check it out, shavestraightsafe.com. And I hope to see you over there, and leave me a message if you have any comments or questions. So guys, that wraps it up for today. Our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. So we have a special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, our host Andrew, who is taking some time off, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. We couldn't do it without you, and we really, you guys make it worthwhile every week. So guys, looking forward to seeing you in two more weeks, middle of September, and we'll have a brand new show for you with hopefully some really cool, I say with hopefully, but I mean with some really cool content. So guys, thanks for listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. As always, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.